This is Louis Nabilir. It is Monday, April 20th. Okay, folks, obviously the last 4 weeks have been stunning. And the market's trying to give a little bit back, and obviously it's because there's concern that the Strait of Hormuz is going to be closed for a while and that the negotiations between the U.S. and Iran are off. So just to get you up to speed, the U.S. Took control of an Iranian vessel, a cargo ship. They didn't cooperate, so we blew a hole in their engine bay, boarded the ship. This is as it was trying to enter the Strait of Hormuz. It was in the Gulf of Oman. And that ticked Iran off, so they don't want to talk, but they have to talk because we're cutting them off economically. So we've moved from a military war to an economic war. The IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard Corps, basically figures out how to extort money from commerce in Iran. And as you cut off commerce, you cut off their money. Okay? So that's where we are right now. Now, in the meantime, it still does mess up things for the rest of the world. For example, we have record exports of ethylene, which is a special type of natural gas, to China right now because they can't get it from the Middle East. And ethylene's used to make plastics. So the U.S. is the oasis, and that's why there were 121 supertankers headed to the Gulf of America to fill up. Well, actually, oil tankers. 121 oil tankers, 68 were supertankers. So we're the oasis as you look around the world. And we're also a currency oasis. You got to realize the rest of the world is shrinking, okay? China, Japan, Britain, most of Europe is shrinking. And what happens when a population shrinks, there's fewer people to pay into the system. So that really does stress budgets, okay? At least in America, we're demographically younger, and we do a better job of assimilating immigrants. I realize President Trump wants them all to be legal, etc. Okay. So we have record foreign funds now in America. $9.5 trillion is in U.S. Treasuries. That's a record. And you can see even though the market tried to gap down this morning, it's coming right back. And the reason it's coming right back is we have very good earnings in the pipeline. And you just can't ignore the good earnings forever, okay? It's as simple as that. And we've had the strongest analyst earnings revisions in the last 5 years. And this is just stunning, okay? Absolutely stunning. So I want you to hang on. I want you to enjoy the ride. I want you to wait for all the earnings to come out, drop kick and drive your stocks higher. And that's where we are. So the next few weeks should be a lot of fun for us. I realize there are macro events affecting the world, but it doesn't affect America because we are an oasis. One last thing. We're doing a lot more things on YouTube now. There's actually 3 videos that came up over the week, well, today and the weekend. 2 for Nabilir Market Buzz. I was also on Market Beat by a gal named Bridget. She's actually the biggest on YouTube, just so you know. And please start using YouTube. The advantage I have on YouTube is we can show you charts and graphs, okay? Which is hard to do in audio podcasts. So try to take advantage of that. Eventually, a lot of what I do on podcasts are maybe all done on YouTube eventually. But take advantage of Nabilir Market Buzz especially, or anywhere else you might see me on YouTube, because you know, we're often showing you graphs and charts. So. With that said, hang on, enjoy the ride, everybody. Nothing to worry about. You know, markets don't go straight up. And don't worry about any pullbacks today. This is lock and load time, as far as I'm concerned, folks. And we're going to be a lot higher in the next few weeks because we've got record earnings coming out. Take care, everybody. Louis Nabilir.